Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
This is Low Moon Uprising, and the story continues.
Quit hunting for experience. Basically,
it's experience.
That's true. You guys need it more than me.
Everyone's going to get quite a bit of experience in this adventure if you manage to survive. I think we're at, like, we're close to 1,000 experience so far.
Can I roll monster?
I think the train is not good for experience.
And he is invisible still, by the way.
13.
It's a pseudo-dragon.
Called it! Totally called it.
There are smallish dragons that are oftentimes...
Yeah, but I said out loud, so I get the points.
...attached to people as familiars. They are fairly, like, conniving, mischievous.
Are they always this tiny?
Yeah. But he's not that tiny, I mean...
He's
tiny for a dragon.
He's like 2 feet tall.
Yeah, he's between 2 and 3 feet tall.
You're like,
bigger, he's twice as big as you are.
They're a lot stronger.
Keep them as familiars.
Yep, yep. And they have the ability to make people fall asleep for hours. And they have some magical abilities. You're not sure where the flames that filled the room came from.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. That's why I didn't think it was one of those.
Why was everything on fire?
That's something I can do.
Oh, yeah?
I could kill you all. But the truth is I'm fat and lazy. I've done so well for myself here that, well, I just soon let Malfour take care of you. That seems to be what you're headed for anyway.
But what if he does?
Since we have this agreement, I promise I won't alert him to your approach, at least any more than the Badger already has, and I won't assist him in his efforts against you.
So,
appreciate
what happened? So if we happen to kill him, what will you do?
Probably more of the same.
Ah, that's a good idea.
I hunt, I eat, I collect.
You eat ants?
No. You can't eat ants, they're tiny.
Yeah, I know, I was just like being...
I mostly eat small animals. Rabbits. An occasional snake, but more of the... rabbits and badgers. I don't really eat the rats because they're real tough.
Well, guys, it seems that we have no one to surprise.
But we have bracelets.
They're small. We're going up against lizard folk, which I don't care for fighting.
They're not so bad if you just tell them.
Those are common. What Brunson does, sleep, whole person.
If you pay me some sizable way, I might be able to come up with a way to wake up your friends from my venom.
I
got nothing.
How sizable are we talking?
I really like gems and jewelry.
Can we see them now?
No, just one of you.
I'll take out 3 like clear crystals that I use for religion magic. I don't use them anyways. They're not worth that much, but they look like it. So yeah. I just have them there, they'll get bigger.
Huh.
I have this giant...
Well, that's a start. Have a giant what? Well, that's interesting. We're getting really close now. Danny says... I can give him my emerald, too. Lucky my backpack didn't burn up in the fire. It ruined my emerald.
Ruined a lot of other things, too.
Okay, that'll do.
I don't know if the money's worth it.
I have a potion. If you administer it to them, it will heal some of the damage that I did to them and wake them up.
So it's half to each, or like one potion?
Half to each.
Can I identify? Okay. If
you have it and smell it and kind of maybe taste it a little or something like that, you could try.
Is that like a skill or is it just...
Usually it's like alchemy, herbalism. If it's a potion that mimics a specific spell, sometimes you can do a spell craft.
Okay.
What skills do you have that apply?
Anatomy maybe and spellcraft. Healing.
You have herbalist? Okay.
So
between those two, you guys could both try. You could both try. Your role is better than theirs, but you can both try. Yep.
I'll try, why not? I rolled a 12.
Okay. You have no clue. I mean, it's clearly mystical in nature, bizarre even in design. You look at it and say, it's some kind of healing.
Probably.
Oh,
I smell the smoke.
You're strange.
You seem strange.
Yeah. So I'll administer it to Brunson, who is role-playing his character beautifully right now.
Yeah. I think Arden's role-playing Theon fairly well, also.
Where is he?
You know what happened?
Are we going to get one potion? Or?
Okay, yes, one potion. Give a little bit to each of them.
Okay.
I'm watching you. Okay. Who's administering it? You are?
Sure.
Okay. So, Brunson, you regain 3 hit points, and you're awake. Theon regains 6 hit points, and he's awake. Good job!
Anybody see a dragon that ran me over?
Yep. No, I just keep looking right now. It's telling us that the wizard guy is up ahead. And
please set the gems and crystals up on my shelf. I don't have to do this.
Can I, I see what you look like. Passing fancy.
That really wasn't part of our deal.
I mean,
wouldn't it be cool though?
Yeah. Awesome. Your awesome presence.
Okay, I suppose. There's a little bit of a scuffling and moves forward to the ledge. And he shimmers into view. He's goldish, near to bronze in color. Has normal kind of dragon wings that have little baby talons on them that look like they wouldn't do any damage. And he has a serpentine-like tail that has a barb at the end of it. Sharp claws. With her gripping the edge of the ledge. And his face is sort of canine shape. Comes down to that kind of sharp snout. Ears perked up.
Yeah, hold
out the payment
to them.
Okay, he takes it and sets it on his ledge. Okay. And then he says, "That's enough. I wouldn't want you to fall down and worship me." And then he disappears again.
I just really wanted to take the sword and
just
chuck it out.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't be able to pick it up afterwards.
Worth it.
Yeah.
You always have the option of attacking him at your own peril.
Nah, he took out like half my hit points.
He's not threatening us at the moment. I don't care.
Okay.
Although I didn't get to see the last dragon, so this kind of makes up for it.
He says, "I will tell you that the badger dashed past here about 20 minutes ago. And so you're pretty far behind if you're pursuing him. And by the time you get there, which is, there's another room and then outside into the bandit encampment. So you're just a few minutes from there."
Is it in the encampment or in the other room?
I don't know. I didn't go in there and look. I assume you went to the encampment. I'm sure he was running to tell Malcor.
Do you know how deep the other room is underground?
Not very, I don't think.
You mean deep?
Sure.
We're about 30 foot underground right now. Yeah, it slopes up from here to Malcor's secret cave, and then beyond there to the bandit encampment.
Is Malcor a human?
Yes.
But he went to be small?
No.
He has a good means of escape. What are his motivations?
He's evil. He worships the god Crypticus.
Why did he think of
the I think he intends to kill them and use them as undead.
Pleasant.
You wouldn't happen to have the time.
I'm sorry?
You wouldn't happen to have the time.
It's about 20 past the badger running by.
No, not exactly, but it's got to be almost midday. I could go out and look, but I don't want to because I don't want you to get into my stuff.
Okay, I'm just curious. So, you get going? You done with your dragon infestation?
Good day.
So, the next one.
Good
day.
Are you hearing anybody?
They're conscious. Quiet, but conscious.
Onward!
Okay. You're exiting via the... Well, I assume... it's not that you can't carry the wolf's head cloak, but it would be awkward. It'd probably be easier to, like, be, like, tied it up. Maybe.
You're not carrying the emerald anymore, so
I'm going to drag it out.
Okay, you can try to drag it out. You can carry it between two people relatively easily.
So you think you have left to
drag it out?
Okay.
This is the last thing that usually I
start, know. If you start fighting, you might want to drop it, obviously, but.
Yeah.
Hold on.
It's not going to get any bigger if you drop it, because it already did that. Alright?
Awesome.
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to
419-419-0095. I love
the carrier. I still really wanted to try and slow down.
You're away, you got potions from the dragon.
Yeah, I got 6 hit points back as well.
Mm-hmm. All the days.
Also, it tastes like your.
My game was just very good.
Like you said, the potion was still taking a year.
No, I.
Never mind then.
I'm just making this stuff up over here now. Alright. So you follow the hallway out, who's taking the lead?
Yeah. Not face.
Are we still, hey Ron? Are we still going with the, even though he said you're about to get into Malcor's secret cave and then into the bandit encampment, are you still gonna let the anchor ride on Leon, or do you wanna do it now? He did get 6 hit points back from the potion. Well, what are you down right now? You're at what? He's down 19, is that it?
Oh, all the time.
Okay. And he was at full when you said it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're at full.
Such a cool item.
I'll anchor Jake.
Okay.
Wait, is Jake at full?
No.
Jake at full?
No.
Alright.
How hurt are you? I'll boost the points.
Alright.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
Seven.
Now
6 down.
How much did you naturally earn?
2.
2. So he's down 3.
Down 3?
He was down 5, and he just gave him 2 back with natural healing, so now he's only down 3.
I thought it should be a 7 down.
You could try to see.
I was 7 down. Instead of 2. You gave me 3?
I'm going to get 2 so far.
Yeah, that's okay.
Based on CP getting increased by 1.
16 out of 17 wisdom. 1 in 1 game.
Yep. Yeah.
D3, right?
He's down 3 hit points off max right now.
4.
Now, what am I looking 4? At?
Okay, 4. I'm boosted. I have one more.
What am I looking at now, Josh?
Jake?
Hmm? What do you have?
He was asking about his bones, which he just did, so. Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's can't conscious. See
you. Who's it? You care, buddy? Who is playing at all?
You're working somebody playing at all.
Okay? So, after negotiating with the Sudo Dragon, you basically have a pair of leather bracers, which is are almost as tall as you are, each equivalent of
pockets.
Yeah, the equivalent of to you, they would weigh about maybe 12 pounds each. So they're carryable. But awkward, and they have the wolf cloak, which is probably 40 pounds.
Because he offered us these sweet braces, he begged us not to, and we're genuine.
Because we're genuine.
He gave a pair of bracers and gave information about where you're going, told you how long ago the badge came by.
And then told us
he basically just told us how screwed we are.
And he gave you a potion, which they paid him 2 gems and 2 crystals for, but they gave him a potion that woke the 2 of you up and killed you both a little bit.
2 gems and 3 clear crystals.
Okay. Okay. That means you don't get as horrid as you right
there. No, but we get the scratch of the game.
Okay.
That's worth its weight in gold.
Not if we don't spend the time to train.
Theoretically, since we have the spell, we can come back free and gold.
Okay. He did say that the next room is Melkor's secret cave. That's what
yeah, we really need those curtains. We've been talking about that ever since we moved in here.
We can only talk about it when the sun's shining in our eyes. Or on your back, it makes you hot.
On your head.
I'm sure it makes you hot.
Is that why you moved over there?
Okay?
I just want to work on my bedroom, otherwise, I
would
just
going
to
sit
down. Okay, so who's leading Theon?
Theon.
We'll go back to the same marching order, basically?
Sure, sounds good.
You are not angry.
Cut carefully.
That small elven that you're making from.
My, that's all three. Alright.
Jake and Charlotte are carrying the cloak between them. Who's carrying the bracers? You could probably carry both of them. You just have to.
Me?
Yeah.
Faze will carry him.
Yeah. Oh, Faze has him. You don't know what to
carry. Okay. What's your strength?
10. Is that good
enough? Yeah, it's okay. You won't be able to do anything else. It might be inconvenient at times, but you're good. Okay.
All I do is cast spells.
Drop them when you go in.
Yep. Alright. So it goes about 1,000 feet, winds to the left and then to the right. Then it enters a room.
Be ready for traps. Probably there are actual traps there.
Probably be checking.
He's ready for us.
Okay. We have a great big room and Theon is in the doorway. Yeah, there is no door, of course. You're in a rat warren. Be aware that this room is large. It is the largest room that you have yet been in.
26. Oh, that's the last
one. And it is actually large enough for you to be large in.
How much time do we have before we are large?
I don't know.
Throw myself on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, grow up.
Chamber is huge.
chamber's huge.
It's huge.
Huge. At least 30 foot by 40 foot. Ceiling is perhaps 10 feet high. There doesn't appear to be any exits. Now, those are actual dimensions.
Is there any lighting, like torches or anything, besides our continuing light?
Let's see. Candles.
Oh, that's a bad sign.
To the north is a... Straight ahead is a smooth black altar, about 10 feet wide and 4 feet high. A large book rests on the altar. Flanking the altar are a pair of twisted pewter candelabras adorned with black candle stubs that are currently lit.
That's the bad juju vibe.
Hanging on the wall behind the altar are 5 human skeletons.
Really bad
juju.
Arms manacled over their heads. Each wears a rusty chain shirt and carries a long sword at its side.
No.
Heavy skeletors.
Rare,
still
a ghost. He knows how to take
on swords, man. He's immune to swords. Okay, well, I'm ready to tap to the door.
Immune to swords.
Traps in the doorway.
There are no traps in the doorway, as far as you can tell.
Could be invisible.
Okay, I will.
Do your mind thing.
Use your mind magic to
mind magic.
I'll go for it.
Use your mind magic.
I'll walk forward.
Okay.
This is more where for clairvoyance. Mine is more for things.
Where would you like clairvoyance?
I can't choose this one.
By the altar, maybe.
Yeah, it's always 20 feet.
Oh, it's 20. I thought it was 40.
Oh, maybe it is cool.
It's 500 feet
right down somewhere.
It's literally everything.
For sure.
Okay.
Well, we now have 3 different numbers.
Let's roll D3. 125.
Roll
D3. Let's ability to clear a warning face button.
C-L-A-I-R. Over here, I have written down 20 and 40, both next to each other.
Yeah, right here.
But it doesn't say clairvoyance, so I don't...
20 foot distance.
Well, it's because you're a wizard in that case. So you just write down random numbers next to everyone.
1 inch radius from 100 over 1,000. Oh, that's a spell.
Healing potion, range 400 feet. For the very back of your
seat. Okay. So, you can walk, you have to walk forward to get really close to the altar, but you can do 20 feet closer to the altar from here.
Sure.
Okay, and then just change the angle. So you see the altar 20 feet closer, it looks like a, it looks like this, basically, in this picture.
Okay. Are there skeletons behind it?
Yep, 5. 5
bunch of them.
Yeah, they're all like...
5 of them, and they all have long swords.
5 gold.
5 gold? I'll do it. Wait, the skeletons have long swords?
Yes.
There you go.
In their scabbards, and they wear loose-fitting chain shirts.
It's like you're touching them.
And to be clear, they are full size. You are not. It makes them 5 times your size.
I'm gonna... Alright.
That's
hit
with
all
something
around.
Like a full-size longsword when you are small, you take considerably more damage than normal.
That's all around us?
What?
That's all around us?
What's all around us?
The skeletons.
No, there are 5 skeletons behind the altar. The altar is on that. The altar is 5 skeletons.
What's to the left and right?
It's a big open space.
Who did I cast the spell on?
So we're in this room, right?
You mean a magic spell?
We're in this room, right?
Nope, there's not appeared to be an exit.
We're in this room, right?
You're standing in the door.
Do you remember who I cast?
Theoretically, you have moved up to stand next to him from the back.
Yes.
The large spell?
Versus potions.
I think it's worth 5 gold pieces.
I think you cast,
yeah, I think
it,
you
I cast
one of the spells on Janny because she resisted at first because she said she could do it herself. Then said save her in case she needed it later. So I'm pretty sure that was one of the spells. The spells we have to have.
Only
9 centuries. I cast one spell. We had 2 scrolls, but you only use 1, and then we use all the potions for everyone.
Yeah.
There's just enough.
Mark left, that means we had enough.
Could be.
Mark left, we had enough for everybody to
run. I don't know that anybody was, like, worried about who did, so if you wanted to and thought you did, then that's fine.
I'm just wondering if I can end the spell pretty sure.
The description. I think actually the person who's cast on has some
pull.
Could you cast the scroll on the young?
You just said Jane.
It wasn't Jane.
I'm fine with whoever it is. It doesn't matter.
Enlarge.
You either casted the scroll.
I thought I chose the verse on me because everybody was worried about the spell ending.
I said I was specifically not worried about it.
I was 99% sure I said I'm casting on myself because I'll take the responsibility for it.
Yeah, I think I do remember that.
I distinctly remember thinking that.
I know there was a huge debate at the time.
Are there doors out of this place?
No.
Oh, so we might have to be small still.
How's the start going around the next?
Okay, I'll go touch the glow.
One thing to be aware of, by the way, that the alternate spell does cancel the first. If you cast the reduce, it cancels the enlarge. If you cast the enlarge, it cancels the reduce. So that's something to be aware of. You need that for yourself.
I'm gonna go touch, like, look at the book.
It's in five different places, the spell, in the PHP.
It just flew upside down.
The description of the spell is five different places in the PHP.
Enlarge.
There are eight.
Improve, reduce, and enlarge potions. Is that this spell?
I'd like to go and look at the book.
Okay, yeah. The spell can be ended prematurely only by the person that is cast on. Not by the cast on.
In which case, it's the same person, so...
Okay, so if it's cast on you, then you have control to end it.
You have control of this role?
Yeah.
Or not this role?
Yes, still the same, yeah.
So, potion two?
The Prince Albert series on Kindle features Prince Albert, the young errant prince of the Kingdom Geoff.
Based on what he figured, which is his spellcraft role, he thinks that the imbiber of the potion should be able to end the spell, end the effect of the potion, but you won't be able to bring it back. So you can end it prematurely, but you won't be able to get it back.
So don't end it until we're out.
Except that if you have to fight full-sized skeletons while you're shrunk, you can use your button hand to do your problem.
How are we going to get that small to get out of the
tunnel? I totally understand.
We can make our way out of the keep. We can make our way out of the keep.
How do we get in the keep from this room?
But that's why I asked, do we see any other exits from this room?
Not found an exit yet.
Maybe the book?
Okay. So we have Bezor in the room. You've surveyed a little closer. Theon's in the room. You've got the entrance for
Theon. I'm going to look at the book.
Okay. Bezor's starting his way across the room.
I want to investigate the book too, buddies.
Charlotte's checking the walls. Jenny will start working the other way around to check the walls. Do you want to go right or left?
I'm like this. I'm like this with the braces.
Jenny, right or left?
Right.
Okay, you have right. Jenny has left.
Did you hold up the braces like a shield? Put him down.
So Theon, Brunson, and Jake are headed toward the altar, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And altar Bezor. So I can bring the even faster.
Baze is at the entrance. Then what? Huh? Are you proceeding forward or checking for
traps? I'm on my phone.
Do you remember that elves check for secret doors very well?
Yeah, elf. Lousy.
Like they have twice the chance of being
able to. Oh, sure. I'll do
your
that
job, then. Elf.
Don't make me make you run away from one.
Okay, yeah, play it there. That way, you and Charlotte are separating ways.
Are you sure the cleric is going to go look at
the You wet your pants. Wet. There was water.
I said I was going to look at
it. Urine specifically.
Yes. Theon, Jake, Bezor, and Brunson are all going forward to the altar. Now, Faze is checking
fatigue. Yeah, I want to check fatigue indoors. Because I'm twice as good.
Good.
I'm twice as better as it than you.
All right, you want to go Janny's direction or Charlotte's direction? Left or right?
Except for this.
Charlotte.
Or you could just go start on the other side of the room and work your way back, too, if you want to do that.
I'll do that.
It takes a minute to check every 10 foot section.
So. Sure, I'll start going around.
Okay, you want to be the left of the altar or the right of the altar?
I'll be by Charlotte. She's a better meat shield.
Okay, looking your way towards Charlotte. Alright, so the four of you arrive in front of the altar.
We must sacrifice.
Gonna hang back
to make this work.
Worth it.
Sorry, Basil.
I find out all your secrets are not interesting to me anymore.
Okay.
Basil starts doing sit ups in front of altar.
Hey, I gotta touch the books. I need my 5 books.
Yeah.
What? He said 5 rupees.
That's literally a quarter of my gold. More than a quarter.
That's like half of what I have, so.
Nobody touch it yet until we find out if it's safe.
That's how we find out if it's safe.
Does it look like it's bound in.
Condition of the bed is you to be the first one to touch it.
No. It is bound in like bronze and black leather.
Well, that's a good start.
7 gold if you open it.
Okay.
So. It would be very evil.
I just start flipping.
It can also be very chaotic.
Alright, so you arrive there. You just arrive and begin to search for secret doors, and you can work your way around 10 foot at a time.
Secret doors.
Charlotte and Janny get to check the first spot. Neither of them finds anything. And then suddenly, and you're not surprised, not that kind of suddenly.
Good, because I was going to die otherwise.
The door opens here. It was concealed. Swings out of the way.
Is it our size door or a normal size?
It's a normal size door.
Did I find it?
And some normal size humans enter. No, you are not near it.
I ducked down.
Okay.
So the normal size humans got in, that means us normal size humans get out.
I will also find a place
to swim. That's correct.
Normal size.
We're going to run up underneath them and go,
see you there!
Oh man.
And then I miss.
What's the ground made out of?
Like 5 guys that basically look like bandits, plus a guy in robes, and Rake.
No one.
I get me.
No, not yet. Wait for them, they might attack the skeletons.
It's a fun fact. I still have a great sword.
Yeah, don't say that out loud. Don't wave it around or anything. Last thing you want to do is fight him in a sword close to a duel.
Take it out and attack him.
Maybe bow to short sword duel, maybe.
But, see,
I'm going to do you have any men that attack you, -1 to hit you, showing your brazier.
Maybe he'll just give it to you. He's like, okay, you can have it. It's a nice brazier.
You keep it.
Okay, so there is no surprise. And, they step in, the bandits kind of form us arc in front of them, and Melkor, who is a man in his late 40s, has dark hair, shoulder length, kind of a pointy nose that's sort of flat, almost kind of two-dimensional, and a wide jaw, and he is normal size, human size. And then next, all of these guys are human size. Next to him is Rake. Rake is wearing chainmail armor, has a short sword in hand, helm. He's in his late 20s, probably early 30s, fairly muscular. And then there are 5 bandit types, and they all have crossbows in hand.
Oh, not ranged weapons.
And they're wearing leather-studded armor.
And I don't have the warp wood.
They
spell.
Have shields on their back and short swords on their hip. And they have helmets. Okay? And Malkor says, and it echoes in this room, even though, remember, you're small.
Check out The Moment Blood Bowl, wherever you buy books. This is written by Pastor Daniel Stevenson, the longtime author and game master of Low Moon Adventures.
He says, oh, I forgot one person. I apologize.
Badger boy.
No, you didn't
it's Badger boy.
Badger boy. I'm going back here.
You didn't forget him.
It will when they start moving. I had my skeleton bag, but I don't know what I did with it. Okay, that's assuming they start moving. Okay, and there is... We got to name him here. We'll name him B. Okay.
For Badger. He's
a human. 6 foot tall. Black hair. Kind of a roundish face and a flattened nose. And he is wearing chainmail armor and has short sword and dagger drawn.
Ooh, he's loaded.
They all come in. Okay. Now, as they were coming in, you know, as they were coming in to take position, if you wanted to shift your position slightly in response to their arrival, you can.
I'll go more towards the book.
I want to grab the book and threaten you to destroy it.
I'm trying to try
well, that would be an action, but you could put your hand on it now.
Get your vibration. Where are they coming from?
I what? Become large.
Yeah, wait,
oh, yeah, you have to become large.
I become large up. And grab it.
Drag yourself up.
Can I become large instantly? Is that...
Pretty much.
I'll do that and then grab it.
Okay. So he's going to be
I'm
there.
I'm going to move time. Over here and try to disappear along the wall.
Yeah, you don't think that's going to happen because the room is full of daylight.
Oh. You can't see me.
I hide.
Okay.
Invisibility.
Alter.
Just hoping that they didn't see me so I can sneak attack later in the round.
You going to do this with Brunson?
My face.
Huh?
You want to fall back and, like...
Hey.
So I was taking cover behind the altar.
Okay.
I want to move a few more paces closer to you.
Whoa, where'd he go?
I'm not
here. Can I begin? Does it look like they notice us? Or?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're taking formation at the entrance.
Can I begin casting?
And I want to be facing them.
Yes, we're gonna parlay first, but if you want to begin casting a spell, we can go to Mr. Fire.
Parlay away.
Okay.
We just gotta charm the wizard guy. He's human. Can't be too bad.
Oh.
Okay, what about Charlotte?
Immediately? I'm gonna move, like, out here and begin to cast withdrawal.
If you start casting, we'll go to Mr. Fire.
Okay.
There are five guys with short crossbows. They're going to shoot.
If he's not your last Jenny, that's...
So,
okay, well, I'll stay back here and cast a withdrawal.
Okay. Okay. You move behind the altar, and when parlaying begins, you're going to start... Once he says something, you're going to start casting a spell?
Yeah.
Maybe he won't hear you.
Well, it requires chanting and stomping, so it seems unlikely.
In other words, you do not feel like you could do this surreptitiously.
Takes
us not to be able to do a lot of we'll have cover, but once they start shooting, it'll be open season.
Always for a second,
Badger boy.
Okay.
Oh, that's gonna be like him.
All right, well, Danny, stay in the doorway.
Oh, that's Charlotte.
Turning phone facing that, but we're okay. Interesting. I have my dagger out.
Is that?
Interesting.
Okay, and you got your short bow. If we go to fire,
what?
As soon as they fire, you'll get your free shot.
One round.
Right? I'm going to assume that you did that too, because you were searching through your doors, but you pulled an arrow out and got it on your
bow. As
you took the spot.
Like, how do you use that?
Janny has her sling out. And Janny looks extremely nervous. Okay?
What was the lady's name again?
The lady
you
mayor.
The
name is Lady Arabella.
Yeah.
What's the ground made out of? Is it like earth? Is it
stone? It's stone.
No,
okay, so he says, all right, well, we've had about enough of this then. I'll be asking you to surrender.
I'll destroy the book.
I begin to cast.
What are your terms?
Okay. So you're going to start casting a spell and draw a missile fire. You're going to threaten to throw the book and try to parlay. Anybody else want to do anything else?
Destroy.
In responses? You said, what are his terms? All right. For a moment, he'll say... You must surrender without any promise of terms. Complete surrender. I feel I have you at a... Shoot him. Okay. And the five crosswomen will fire at Theon.
I have behind
you got cover, but there's
like the goblins all over again.
He told you exactly what was going to happen if you start casting.
Well, I'm like a foot tall.
And you start casting.
You'll we'll have a better AC than normal. But
and the crossbow bolts will hurt a lot.
Mean
if
not
they do hit,
see
it's
going
to suck, but the chance of hitting is small.
I was thinking that small. I was completely obscured. I'm not casting something that I have to see them with.
Is there any chance I can get between them and him?
What even is this book?
Ooh, I rolled a six.
If your intention was to be behind the altar and be completely obscured, I'll let you do that, and they won't shoot you with the crossbows. However, you're still going to bring in combat.
Yeah. Okay. The casting would drop. I'm trying to get a sneak attack.
Okay, so he says...
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
He doesn't get the spell off without getting hit. We can take one chance to spell off really well. There's chances.
If I get the spell off without getting hit,
okay.
The effect is basically I teleport behind them when the spell is.
So he points at you, and instead of saying, what he says is, kill him. And the crosswoman. Like, try to angle and see if they can get a shot. And I'll say, maybe this guy can get one at 90% cover. Okay?
This starters. Is initiative for missile fire?
This is missile fire, yeah. And you'll miss. Okay? Charlie gets a free shot.
Free shot!
Yeah, you can do 3 damage to missile fire when we get there. Or, which is basically now, but...
You're shooting at the one shot at the end.
Okay.
No, shoot one as a shot.
Meta game.
Will hit.
13.
Okay. No, that's gonna hit.
No.
D6 plus 2 times 2 damage as the arrow enlarges and flies across the room.
5. Nice, it doesn't
roll 5. So 7. Okay, he goes down.
Wow. Thank you.
That's probably enough to make
the job.
5 gold.
Sonic Blast one.
Commit.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Oh, I got it. Sonic
the two skeletons nearest Theon move to disrupt his spell, but we'll go to actual initiative now.
I say, is the skeletons.
Then it's all up to you, man.
You better hope I have an AoE defense.
What's the chance? It's like 15%?
What, that AoE defense is
not like he's
done.
Oh, he's good.
That defense is actually pretty decent. The reason why I'm not good at fighting other Psionics is because my Piranha Power is really just hot.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not very good against other Psionics.
Yeah, your defense only costs 5. So you can last like. You can last like.
And I can throw spells.
Great.
They're punched up.
I know.
That's what we were talking about. Or...
That's during melee.
Summon your dragon. Technically, you shouldn't be strategizing.
Oh, I already had that plan.
Like, we're not strategizing, we're just talking.
Rock.
But y'all can talk.
It's too easy. It's too easy.
Okay.
I was just saying, like,
and I wrote my best initiative yet.
Alright, so we're in missile fire initiative 9.
Nope.
8.
Nope.
7.
I don't think we have any missile fire.
I didn't.
Charlotte still gets 2 shots if he desires to shoot, and Janet gets a shot.
Can't have any arrows left.
Throw a spell.
You got arrows?
Did Charlie call the shot, the lizard?
You can, but that goes immediately.
That'd be awesome.
Yes. Okay.
He just drops.
Just like that. Stone's candy. Yeah, that's a little higher level.
He's like,
if it is, I want to swell it.
I may have it in my hand, so.
As long as the skeletons don't go before 6, I should be good.
Yeah, you're
right. Good hand.
Possible.
No.
Considering you probably
have to flip this right for that purpose. I mean,
maybe not really.
Even if they're magical?
I only have one.
Yeah,
I was just asking for magical weapons. I wasn't paying attention.
Even if the magical weapons are magical?
What?
My magical weapon is magical.
You got it.
My sea coat is different.
That's such a me and you line.
Hey, what did you say?
My sweet cope exited. Well, me. Hey, you're not better than any of us. My sweet cope exited. I want half the cloak. It's all ones and zeros. Find it. Give me all the ones. No, I want the ones. I didn't make you want to rewatch that.
They're coming out with new ones.
Oh, really?
What do you guys say about that?
Avigia.
What?
One of the abridges. Can you guys have fun? This is A, right?
A. S.
S.
A.
Yes, O.
That's it.
No.
Oh,
that's so easy to sign. That's it.
I flashed by then.
No, this is S, right? This is S.
S. A.
Oh, so where he goes.
You said S and this is A, and then you went A.
I don't know my letters.
S.
S. It's sad when a parody has a better storyline than the actual material.
What?
Yeah, it is kind of sad.
The bridge is better than the original.
That's pretty much for life. For a nice old
show. Have you ever seen Tron? Or can you list off like five different things?
Scanners?
You know, I like how at the end he had that tab. I was like, please show it, please show it. And then he did it. And you don't know how happy I was. And he kept that. He played that at the end.
Okay.
Now Jake gets held person.
Not on the good one computer. Alright, so we're Mrs. Fire, so we're gonna go Jenny.
I go on 6.
Jenny, watching boulders.
She was 5, so in 6 you do what?
I was gonna throw a spearman over the group there.
Over the whole front area?
Yes, yeah. How about buddies?
Yeah.
Mostly on myself.
You probably could get Jake as well.
Myself is the priority, but if I can get everyone
else. It's an area of fact, so you could get all 5 of you.
Sure!
You can't get Charlotte or Danny, unfortunately.
Drop the spell there.
Okay. That goes off and
immediately?
What did you say, 5?
6.
6. Yeah, you may have a shot. So that means everybody up 2 better. Yeah.
Okay.
Good. And then I can... Yes, fire. Okay, and then we go to Jenny with the sling. She's gonna put both shots on.
See, I can do that.
And 1 will hit.
I feel it.
Okay, he is plinked.
The wizard?
Now he's mad. Yep.
Yay, no casting!
Okay.
He's not casting this round.
To
that's our Jenny.
4.
That's my 4-minute sister.
Okay.
Yeah. 4 range or 4?
Instead of David Goliath.
Yeah, are you saying?
Yeah, 4 range. Okay. And.
It's just bad if you kill someone's very close out here. It's just me.
2 on the right are going to.
Yeah, you die, by the way. So Chris, don't kill Jenny.
They made sure you got eaten by a fish this time.
Okay, the first guy on the right is going to shoot at FaZe. The next 2 are going to shoot at Vazor, and the last 1 is going to shoot at Brunson.
If he hits me, I'll die.
Why are they turning in all the spellcasters? They don't know who we are.
Doesn't that seem like a silly question?
How do they know we're spellcasters?
You look like a spellcaster.
I'm like this tall.
I'm in leather armor. But I just threw a piece
under my cover.
Not really. I mean,
but it's druid, so it's so fast to be.
So they're probably firing like that anyway.
My other pill!
And he will miss phase.
Good. Oh, that might hit me. I only have like a 6 AC.
I rolled a 1.
Oh, okay. Good.
And what I say, 2 on Vazor, right?
That would have killed me if they
hit
me. You missed.
Little do they know, Vazor is number 1 in attack.
Vazor missed. So they both missed. Okay, we come down to Brunson.
The mistake is there.
Get up there and give us a winner.
It's like a Yu-Gi-Oh! Episode. Little do you know, you've made a great mistake.
And then on Brunson.
Now you're triggering my trap miss. Card.
You missed. Miss.
They all miss. That's not good. That
now you're triggering my Eric card.
Triggering okay. my axe card.
And then also at the toward the end of Mistfire, like in Mistfire 3, this guy right here shrinks and turns into a badger and runs this way.
He gets
a good 4 foot in Mistfire.
The weird guy did that. I can command her.
Do it.
Quick, the guy who was
the guy who was literally called him badger.
What the heck was that?
See, okay. What happened was.
Okay. That's all missing fire unless I'm missing somebody.
My manager always gives me a look when I say that. See what happened.
And then we're going to go to Melee 9.
Am I still small?
Oh, hey.
Yeah, I throw my sword at the fire.
I am Melee 9.
It's not a very good weapon to throw.
At best, it would be the normal damage. I have. Minus all your bonuses, so. What? You're casting the draw. And actually, you're what started this whole thing, so I'll give you 1 second before that, so you actually start.
Okay.
And then,
I don't know.
We go to 9, and nobody goes to 9.
I got 6.
Actually, the badger goes 9. What?
Yeah, 6.
Okay. So the badger is running at Charlotte.
I thought he already went.
He went and missed the fire.
I threw a druid spell.
So, alright, so he runs at Charlotte, enlarges to full size as he gets to her, and will attack with short sword and dagger. He is moving at very, very fast speed.
Enlarge, and begin.
If he does hit you with full size short sword and dagger, and you are not enlarged, it's really gonna hurt.
Yeah.
So, okay. But enlarging is an instantaneous action, so you could enlarge if you want. Oh. You can't wait and find out whether you're gonna hit you.
I want the best. It's 30.
We have that option now.
Yep. To determine that if you took a potion, you can turn the potion off anytime you want, but you can't go back.
Hold up at
11. Yeah.
No hours.
Hit him with your 1899 strength.
It does the.
Here he is.
It does the shockwave sound.
Okay.
The super cool fish button. Like when Boba Fett. Like mobile or Jango Fett ship shoots the side.
So
of the
are you small or big?
Yeah.
Being small will make it less likely that you'll be hit, but if you are hit, it's gonna hurt more than normal.
I'll go big in the hopes that it'll freak it out.
Okay.
You mean the guy that just shrunk down and made himself?
Hashtag long.
So really stupid to wear that long glasses.
Logic. Don't say that. Now that just occurred to me.
I'm looking to see what the actual changes are in the numbers.
Or maybe you're growing big will throw off his aim and will hit your leg instead of your head.
Hey, just chopped off your cock, though.
Okay.
Yeah, you're
better than
you're probably better off being big. Yeah, because you don't get a lot of bonus for being a foot and a half tall, and you get.
I mean, you could just
stop almost double the damage.
That's practice.
It's based on dice roll, but you could almost double the damage. Like his sword is normally a d6, and it goes to a d12, so you could roll 12, and then you roll 1. Okay, anyway, so you're big, he attacks, short sword. What's Gracie? Oh.
My armor.
It's minus 1 because of your brazier.
Her armor's busted by the fire.
I get it.
Okay. Well, that. And what kind of armor was it?
Studded leather.
Okay. So basically, it's only going to be good versus the first couple of hits, and then it's going to be literally useless. Okay. And then, so the first sword is a miss.
There's one more brazier.
Yeah.
It's the armor falls off.
The dagger.
We get a penalty versus
Charlotte, guys.
I'm probably learn how to fireproof all of her clothing. This is the second time.
Good luck. We've been trying to figure that one out for a long time.
Get fire resistant leather.
Is there an asbestos spell?
That would suck.
There are rings of like fire protection stuff. Yeah.
If you wear a ring of fire resistance, then like the likelihood of exposing any burn becomes almost negligible.
Leon needs one of those for weird.
He's a monk. Monk are born in the fight shirtless.
Okay. Well, the dagger is going to be a hit.
Monks are basically Bruce Lee.
And he's going to do...
Don't worry, I've gone That's through like 8 million times huh? more bows than that. So.
Who's not? Bruce Lee's the most athletic man that ever lived.
4 points.
It's hard to replace unless you're near something.
Not the bedsheet, because I'm older than
it's a bed sheet.
Okay. And
it's a bed sheet. I love it.
8. And this is when the spell will be going off. Alright. Simultaneous with the spell going off, which means you will not lose the spell, 2 skeletons are attacking you. So they're both going 8.
They both go 6s?
They do.
Oh my god.
Well, at least we don't go with it.
Yeah, they weren't zombies. They were just the last.
Okay, I'm going to go with the last. And you hold skeletons, get plus 2 to their initiative.
Ooh, fancy. Controlled,
I wonder who's controlled them.
No idea.
It's great.
Okay. I bet you it's one of the guys.
Crazy boy.
It's probably Bezor.
They do not have their long swords out, however.
I bet it's great.
It's probably Bezor, honestly.
So that will make
or Mark.
Less.
It's Mark.
It's random.
Then you are still small. So that will make your damage more.
He's the one controlling them.
It'd be funny if it was.
First skeleton.
Oh, can I enlarge?
Nope, you're in the middle of casting.
Oh.
Does obscurement help at all?
You have to lose the spell. The whole point is you didn't want to lose the spell. Anyway, first one this.
Does obscurement help at all? Or
yeah, they're getting a bonus of 2 out of the mission. Or, and it's armor class.
You're welcome.
And second one missed. So they both missed you. That's helpful.
Obscurement. That's a great spell.
Okay, withdrawal goes off.
So blurry person stuff.
Great, enters withdrawal. Bowman 1 enters withdrawal. Bowman 2 enters withdrawal. Bowman 3 enters
withdrawal. Shake. What is going on?
What level's withdrawal? 1?
Second.
Oh. You didn't realize that all the bandits are trained at this third level.
Okay, so the withdrawal spell goes off, and you hear Janny enters withdrawal.
Woo!
Malcor enters withdrawal.
Oh!
I was waiting for that.
How did he ever draw?
Dude, because
I so
want to
spell
He's probably a cleric.
Malcor?
No.
There's withdrawal. You
said Malcor. Oh, I thought you said the other guy.
No.
Okay.
So, Captain was
back.
Janny, Theon, and Malcor are in withdrawal.
Glorious and cool.
How many seconds do you get? 1 second per level.
I thought it started at base of 2 and then went up to level.
Okay.
His anatomy, he's going to start slowly through his throats. Well, no, I'm going to rush him and try to kill him.
If he has a wizard...
He's hopefully squishy.
Yeah, that was the point. I was going to try to withdraw and then hope he didn't come in so I could backstab him and kill him one hit, but...
Why would you want him to come in?
My
if
plan
you
is
just
very
froze,
very
I'm saying hopefully not... What?
This must be on Earth.
Well, I can deal with him now.
You can deal with him and I'll deal with all the babies.
Okay. Now for you, those throws along my friend, all those stab all your
Of course, we just assumed he was a wizard, right?
Right.
Yes. Probably a cleric.
He's actually a wizard. He's controlling me on the...
Yeah, that's
And you have Janny with you. Janny's pretty tough.
Not a druid.
He's a necromantic priest.
Okay.
The badger guy's a druid.
Yeah, the badger guy would be a druid.
Or a ranger.
I'm not sure.
He's just avoiding my sign.
It starts at 2.
We'll be back.
You add one for each level.
If you do it right in all the moment, it doesn't matter. You need to take every one.
So we're going to withdraw
2 segments.
Yeah.
And the cleric adds 1 additional increment of time to each level of experience he or she possesses to a level. That should be 6. So how would 5... Oh, maybe they're not counting first level.
Oh, yeah, each level after...
After first. So basically, it is 1 per level.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably starts at 2.
Yeah. Okay, first level. Oh, but it's the second level spell. First level, you couldn't cast it.
They're longer than you, you could be the thing to you.
Right. If he's a higher level, they'll be in after you're out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
As soon as I hear that he entered withdrawal, I'm going to bone rush him and try to attack him.
Bone rush? Yeah. Wow, they said bone rush.
You rush him like bone somebody who sits percent. On the couch and does nothing all day.
It was a silly saying, okay.
You rush them very slowly and almost get there.
Bum rush, actually, I think it's more like a mob.
Mob is the idea.
Yeah.
Technically, more.
Or you steal his money and then send his couch and rush him.
So technically, we don't just stop in time.
Yeah, that's the way it is at the moment. Everyone stops. There's no... Okay. Like, the original description says 1 segment passes every round. Which, by the way, was the way I originally did it in my early D&D campaigns. And it's just a mess.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah. So I just said, everything stops. Nobody knows what happened. All of a sudden, everything changed. That, of course, it makes it cool for players.
As okay. cool as a visual.
Yeah.
So attacking someone in my withdrawal doesn't
matter. It'd be like that scene of Quicksilver.
Yeah. Yeah. While you are inside your withdrawal, if you fight the person, every segment counts as a round. Like, so you basically just watch yourself in 4-round combat. That includes, assuming he's at least 4th level, which he probably is, then you're going to fight you and Janny are going to fight Malfor until she's what level?
3rd or 4th.
Probably 3rd. No, I think she's 4th.
I think she's 4th training. I think she's training for 4th.
Well, it's level experience. So four. It's what level experience
is. Yeah, training for, yeah. You train
for. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought she got to train for 4th.
It's like this thing right here.
He's training before
you said? This is what
we've drawn with him,
like. Have you seen this?
We need a trainer.
No, it's not training for
let me double check, because I know how to know.
The life of Blue Steel right here.
That'll be told by how many spells we're doing today.
When you kill these guys, take over the fort, and then we can terrorize the town all around the circuit.
Yeah, so.
You know,
She actually is 4th.
Like, this is what withdrawal is. Like,
well, if time went by.
Yeah.
She doesn't have the experience.
It's pretty much.
She will have this.
She's just way faster.
And also, I can't touch it.
Maybe if she doesn't, because I don't know how close she is. She'd have to be brought back.
The idea was more of how fast.
Pretty unlikely at 4th level. Okay, so. She is 4, she's in for 4 minutes, you're in for 4 minutes. You just watch yourself a 4-minute combat between you, Janny, and Malfor, and you may roll initiative.
Can I withdraw? I have my dagger out already.
What good would it do you? You're going to be quick draw with your sword out behind the...
Oh, yeah.
Nobody to attack.
Alright.
If you want to attack a skeleton, you can, but then that'll end the withdrawal. You can leave it in there and do the same thing you do for a charge over there. And, but you may as well just draw. You don't gain anything by doing that. Except it's
flat.
6.
Okay. And so.
It's like you manage to kill him, I can set him. Within 3 minutes, I can still backstab him.
Right. Okay, so.
I'd have to kill him without money.
9. A missile fire.
He's so great.
Okay, she is going to. Janny will missile fire him.
Yep.
Work for a time. And she missed both times. Now 9. Neely. 8.
And 6.
Okay, 6 you have.
Okay, I am going to. Move. I'm guessing he knows exactly where I am, so there's no point of trying to sneak attack him.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm just going to move here.
Okay. And so you have to not affect anybody of those guys, or otherwise You leave a brawl. You bump one, you leave a brawl. Yeah.
So the same guy just quicksilver and
you want to stay where you are, hold your action, make them
and
you.
You're not his best friend.
The problem is he starts
casting.
But remember, if you cast spells inside here, the segments count. So if he casts a three-segment spell, he would get three rounds of actions in the same amount of time that he casts.
It's funny, because they play it.
I'm going to cast Hold Person.
Which would effectively take you two rounds.
Yeah.
And you'd have to be able to see him while you're doing it.
Is your head moving?
Can be partially recovered. Okay. So you begin casting Hold Person, which will take you the next two rounds. And he gets his ass on the ground. He's the only other one. Alright, so.
Check out Things Were Different Back Then, the origin story of Lord Victor, told from a certain point of view.
Good news is, with clerics, their spellcasting times are higher than with demons. So.
Yeah, he's got a big advantage here.
We could use this on him, but I'll do it anyway. Okay, so he points a dagger at you.
Okay.
And there is a burst of energy.
He's a druid!
And you need to roll a saving throw versus rod, staff, wands at minus two.
We want that dagger.
And dex bonus does not apply because you're casting a spell.
We want everything about him.
I made it.
Okay.
Roll a 17.
Alright. That was his first segment. And then you're halfway done with your spell.
I just need Jenny to take care of him for
Well, she can hit him in the last round.
It takes you 2 rounds to do that?
Okay. He moves out of view.
He backed up?
Yep.
Can I still see him?
Nope.
Or can I still finish the spell?
You can still finish the spell, but you won't be able to target him.
Garbage!
He's smart, okay? He's got a 17
don't
wisdom.
Cast long spells.
He's got a 17 wisdom.
Would he even know what spell I was casting?
It doesn't matter what spell you're casting. Almost all spells are targeted if they're offensive in nature. Any spell that you're casting, and...
So effectively, I just lost my spell. I can cast it.
You can still hold two people, and there are some dangerous people in the room.
I can
hold up three people. Oh, that's right. That would end up, you're right.
But then you would be holding three people,
yeah.
Which is still good.
And there's only two rounds left, but...
I was hoping to kill him by the end of this draw.
Yeah. That was his move. He moves out of this. He moves out of the reach of your spell. So you could end the spell and not target him, and you've lost nothing but the spell, but then you can't hold three people that would probably be held by it.
You could hold the skeletons, that'd be big. Yeah, you're really big.
It's not a person.
Also, they still got a saving throw, but bandits don't look like they're going to be that dangerous.
Just take me off. I'm going to lose my spell, I'm going to charge him.
Okay.
I'm there by the end of this turn.
Alright, so and then it goes, well, okay, so your spell goes off, and you decide not to hold anybody. Meanwhile, Janny is still has an action of two. So... Man. You guys should keep some of the stuff that she had earlier. Imagine.
Basically.
This would have been the perfect time for summon insects.
Basically. Yeah, like, that was that entire election right there.
With Jenny, like, you got hot pockets, right?
Yeah. Hot pockets!
This hot pocket's filled with boiling water.
What is it?
It's a boiling water hot pocket.
That's basically, what it's like eating those.
It's got boiling water.
That's basically what it's like eating those.
On the outside.
Okay, so...
With the cheese lava. Don't forget about the cheese lava. It's a real thing. Dang. When you said that, I was going to say that, and I was like, wait, so you said that. What do I do?
Other hot pockets.
Okay.
Hot pocket, pocket, pocket.
It's like, I made you a pie. What flavor is it?
Pie. Not pockets. They're just bread.
Not pockets.
What is it?
Not pockets. It's just bread.
Okay, so she is there as well. And she actually was going to charge over and try to strike him at the end of that round. And he was actually casting a one time spell. So if she hits him, that will end the spell.
Super crunchy.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, it's fine. She can attack him. And she did hit. Okay, so that means she loses the spell that he was casting in that second.
That or a Conqueror.
Okay. And we're going into round three, and effectively, no one's done anything. Except you lost your whole person, and he lost his whatever spell he was trying to cast, and whatever he threw at you out of the dagger. Okay?
Jenny did the damage.
She did.
This one's filled with beans, and
she did something. Alright, new round initiative.
I'm not drawing these little
pieces. Okay, that you can do. But I don't think there's going to be any missile, right?
This is the last round for harder than that. Another
thing, this is three, so it's three and four.
Oh. Hey,
so we're going.
Oh, you're
just gonna say I'm going first. I rolled a 10.
Okay. Alright, so you could draw an attack.
Get plus 3 for initiative. Plus 3, plus 2.
Quick draw gives plus 2 with the weapon you draw. Alright, so you whip the short sword out.
I got range
in my bad spot. He has his dagger in hand. He has his.
You can pull. I was honestly not hoping for a weapon because now I can hit a fire.
This is how hard it's filled with propane and pine cones.
What the heck? What is that?
There was one that was filled with Vietnam flashbacks. And said, it's an extra vivid.
Where are you finding this?
It's just.
Is this a whole page on Facebook?
Yeah, it's just like one thread on Facebook and he's just scrolling through it. Extra Hot Pockets filled with an emotionless void.
It has to be emotionless. It has to be a void. It's emotions.
And it says 100% existential bread.
It's a play on dread. It's a play on existential
bread. Okay.
It's fine.
Steve Buttery seasoned crust.
You may roll the hit.
Go for it.
That's a 17.
Oh, AC. Tasty. Why Chavo?
Or no, it's a 19, so it's AC negative 2.
Alright,
so she
was in the.
How is AC over the negative 2?
Yep.
Hot possums!
That's good. 8 damage.
It's filled with a live rabbit possum.
Alive is in the microwave.
No, he's not there yet.
Hot possum with garbage.
With garbage. Yeah, the box.
It says, fresh, especially angry American possum.
Do you have Kendra with us? I think he's dead already.
And you hit it.
Dead round
so
one.
Casting a spell is out.
And I had my dagger out. I said that would be in combat.
Correct.
That's what you were saying, John.
So you could potentially dagger him later in the round. Okay.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.